was always said of Scrooge that he knew how to keep Christmas well, if any man alive possessed the knowledge. May that be truly said of us, and all of us. And so, as Tiny Tim observed, God bless us, everyone. And so ends Dickens' masterpiece, A Christmas Carol.
Wait a minute, that's not the end. Where's the Grinch?
Yeah. Isn't the Grinch supposed to show up now and, like, take everything?
How come it's called A Christmas Carol anyway?
Yeah, there was nobody in this story named Carol.
Miss Lawrence, would you please trade places with Mr. Matthews?
All right. I'm a hyperactive, underachieving, 11-year-old boy.
I meant physically.
Oh, well, that takes less of a psychic toll.
Why do I have to move?
We were just giving our view of the book.
Yeah, I mean, you say literary masterpiece, we say...
Mr. Matthews, I'm less interested in your review than I am that you understand the material. What, in your opinion, was Mr. Dickens trying to express in his Christmas story?
That if you're a real butthead, the neat ghost will take you to cool places.
Nature never would have put together. What'd you get?
Peanut butter and jelly. Two things nature couldn't keep apart.
Since when did your mom pack you lunch? I thought you liked fish sticks.
I do, but I think it's cruel how the little fish scream when they rip their sticks off.
May I sit down?
No.
Well, since you're ambivalent. Ah, Christmas. Season of togetherness, season of brotherhood.
Season of wool. 9 out of 10 Christmas gifts, wool. It doesn't matter if it's shaped like socks or a sweater, it's wool and it's itchy.
The gift isn't as important as the thought behind it.
What's the thought behind wool? This kid doesn't scratch enough?
I agree with Stuart.
Oh no, it's a nerd swarm. Minkus, shut off your geek magnet.
I just think we often lose sight of the true meaning of Christmas in the frenzy of commercialism.
What are you talking about? How are we going to know what to ask for if we don't have commercials?
Christmas is the celebration of the winter solstice, an ancient tribal ritual whose origins are lost in time.
Yeah, we were just talking about that in the bathroom. Listen, Topanga, I think I can hear them calling you back into your own dimension.
Oh, yeah, they're saying, Topanga, get your aura back here.
And bring Minkus.
Christmas tree update. I think I got my real leather NBA regulation basketball.
Who made your gift?
So major a gift, I've been saving up to buy my gift a gift.
What do you get the basketball who has everything?
$5. Top of the line imitation nylon net.
You have $5?
I've been saving up for a month.
Well, let's go buy it after school.
No, you see, then I tip off my parents and I know what I'm getting.
You are a Yuletide master.
Christmas is very delicate. You screw up, whoa. So, what's the update at your house?
Me? Hey, Bob Stuchek's Sport World has to send over a truck with all the stuff my dad got me. He got me, like, everything.
That's great.
Yeah, my dad totally came through this year.
Speaking of gifts, I believe you haven't yet chipped in your $5 for the class present to Mr. Feeney.
Tomorrow.
You said that yesterday.
Come on, Sean. Don't think of it as $5 for Feeney's present. Think of it as $5 to make Minkus go away.
Look, Minkus, I just spent my last money on lunch, okay? I'll give it to you tomorrow.
What, his mother charged him a packing fee?
Hi.
Hey, did you have fun at the mall?
I don't think I'd call it fun.
Well, hi, Pumpkin. I bet you had fun. Did you get your picture taken with Santa Claus?
I tried to tell you.
I'm sorry, I didn't know that. Don't mention Santa. Oh. What happened?
Well, Morgan was waiting in line to sit on Santa's lap, and she was kind of nervous, and there was this elf who looked like a hitman, only meaner.
What? Did Santa scare her?
No, no. He was just this nice old man with a jolly red face. You know, looking back, his face really was too red. I mean, I just thought he was overheated. Velvet is a fabric that doesn't breathe.
Amy, what happened?
Well, okay, so Morgan climbs up on Santa's lap, and he asks her what she wants, and she says a Susie homemaker oven, and then he grabbed his chest, yelled, "Rudolph," and fell over.
Are we talking eight reindeer pulling a pine box?
No, no, I think he's all right. I mean, the hitman elf gave him CPR while Mrs. Claus called the paramedics. Alan, it isn't funny. Morgan thinks she killed Santa Claus.
Well, did you tell her that he's okay?
Of course I did. I said he was just resting and he'd be fine.
Well, maybe you can take her to visit him in the hospital.
I really don't think it's going to help her to see Santa Claus with a tube stuck up his nose.
Hey, what's with the weasel? She locked herself in the bathroom and she's singing, "On the first day of Christmas, I murdered Santa Claus."
I'll go check on her. Oh.
Hi, Gory. Hello, son, apple of my eye.
Dad, there's no reaching him when he's taking inventory.
Yes, a new arrival. It's Wool.
You know, Cor, when I was a kid, Christmas was about appreciating your gifts because they were given with love.
Love, right. Glad that's over. Okay, three new boxes and only one sounds itchy. I'm gonna go tell Sean.
Whoa, wait a minute. Where are you going?
Call Sean.
I don't think it'd be such a good idea to exaggerate about the gifts you're giving.
I have to, just to keep up.
What do you mean?
I mean Bob Stubchek's Sports World has been moved. Its new location, under Sean's tree.
You know, I think Sean may have been exaggerating a little bit.
Dad, it's Christmas. You're supposed to exaggerate. I'm going to tell him I got five new presents under the tree.
Wait, you know, I don't think Sean's going to be having much of a Christmas this year.
Why not?
Sean's dad got laid off.
Sean's dad lost his job?
Yeah, I guess he was just too embarrassed to tell you.
I'm his best friend. So that's why his mom's packing his lunch. Sean's not getting anything for Christmas, just like Tiny Tim in that story about Carol.
I don't think it's quite that bad.
Dad, can I give him one of the presents under the tree so at least he has something?
Hey, that'd be really nice, Cor.
Okay. How about one of Eric's?
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Morgan, if you come out, I'll let you play with my makeup.
And a Happy New Year.
Morgan, come out. Santa's fine.
No, he's not.
Well, then how come he just called me on the phone?
He did?
Yep.
What did he say?
He said, "Ho, ho, ho, oh, oh." He said you've been a very, very good girl and I should give you something really special.
Like what?
Whatever you tell her, she's gonna want it the second you open that door.
How about my new flannel shirt that you like so much? Okay.
what?
For you.
What is it?
Open it. For you, for me.
It's not going to blow up, is it?
Open it! Open it! Here, let me open it. A real leather, NBA certified, dribbles like a dream basketball. I'm giving it to you. Don't you love me?
Why'd you give this to me?
'Cause it's Christmas.
So, never give each other stuff for Christmas.
Yeah, but this year's kind of different.
Why?
Well, because.
Because why?
Because you're my best friend.
But I wasn't last year.
No, you were. It's just...
Corey, best friends don't lie to each other.
Okay, look, Sean, I gave you this because I didn't think you'd be getting that many gifts this year.
Hey, I told you. I'm getting a ton of stuff. I don't need a basketball. My dad already got me, too.
Look, Sean, best friends don't lie to each other.
What are you talking about?
I know about your dad getting laid off.
Says who?
Says my dad.
Oh, so what'd you do? Go tell everyone?
No, I didn't tell anyone. Look, Sean, I'm trying to give you a nice gift so you don't have a Tiny Tim Christmas and you're acting like you're mad at me.
Oh, so I'm supposed to be all happy that you gave me some bogus gift.
That's not a bogus gift. That's a totally major gift. It's my best gift, and I was nice enough to give it to you.
Yeah, we'll keep it. I don't want your basketball.
You'd rather have something for Christmas and nothing at all?
I'd rather have nothing for Christmas than your lousy charity.
Hey, Sean, Christmas is about charity. You should be thanking me. Boy, where's his Christmas spirit? Where's his gratitude? I can name one sixth grader who wasn't paying attention to a Christmas carol.
I can name one too, Mr. Matthews.
Yeah, Sean.
Corey.
No, I'm Corey. You've been calling me Mr. Matthews for so long, you must have forgot.
Believe me, I know who you are. I also know that a true gift is given with no expectation.
What's that mean?
It means you gave the gift to get the thanks.
I gave the guy my official NBA genuine leather basketball, and he threw it back in my face. What kind of friend is that?
You know what I like most about Christmas?
I go away for a week.
Yeah, that's pretty special. But it's the time of year that you can think back and appreciate the real gifts you received.
I don't get it.
Friendship, for example, is a real gift. And it's given with no expectation, and no gratitude is necessary, not between real friends. You think about that.
We finally got Morgan out of the bathroom.
Great, how'd you do it?
Psychology. And bribery.
What happened to that mean elf?
Oh, he went back to the North Pole with Santa.
I think he was mad at me.
No, he wasn't mad at you.
Then how come he called me a demon child?
Well, he's gone now, and you don't ever have to worry about him ever, ever again.
I'll get it.
Thank you. Mr. Matthews?
Yeah?
I'm the elf.
No kidding.
I came to return your wife's money. She paid for a picture with Santa. She never got it.
Excuse me. You called my little girl a demon child?
Hey, all I know is one minute Santa's all jolly, jingling his bells. The next minute your kid sits on his lap, bada bing, bada boom, heart attack. Coincidence? I don't think so. Yeah? Merry stinking Christmas to you too, pal!
Sean, it's tomorrow.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the class present. You still haven't paid your $5.
Fine, I'll give it to you. I just don't have it on me, okay?
I'm going to buy the present tonight, so today is the last day you have to give me the money.
I said I'll give it to you.
If you don't give me $5 right now, I'm not going to put your name on the card, and the entire sixth grade of Jefferson Elementary is going to know you're a deadbeat.
Fine, then I am, okay?
Minkus, leave him alone. He doesn't have the money.
He doesn't?
No.
Oh, that puts me in an awkward position. I can't put his name on the card if he doesn't give me the money. Rules are rules. I'm the class treasurer, an elected official. They can subpoena my diaries.
Look. A couple weeks ago, Sean lent me $5, and I never paid him back. That's why he doesn't have the money.
Oh, so you're the deadbeat.
Yeah, but, I've got it now, so here it is. Just, make sure you put Sean's name on the card, okay?
Don't worry. His name, however, will have to be last, since he was the last one to pay.
Gee, Minkus, I wonder whose name's first on the list. Does it rhyme with Stinkus?
I hope our reading A Christmas Carol has interested all of you in reading other works by Charles Dickens.
No, but I will watch the David Copperfield special.
Miss Minkus.
In my capacity as class treasurer, I would like to present you with the sixth grade's Christmas gift.
Oh, my. Well, it has the lovely heft of a thick book.
You cunning bibliophile, you.
Oh, my. A dictionary. How wonderful. To our admired and respected teacher, from his dutiful and attentive class.
I wrote that.
I never would have guessed.
And all our names are written below.
Yes, Minkus, all the way down to Hunter. You all seem to be there. Well, I am very touched. This means a great deal to me. So, thank you very much. Merry Christmas, and have a wonderful vacation.
Hurry! Stop while you can! Hurry!
Don't forget to read 2 books from the reading list.
Nobody heard that.
Hey, Minkus. Thanks for putting my name on the card.
Don't thank me. Your deadbeat friend finally paid back the money he owed you.
What?
It's okay. You don't have to cover for him anymore. He told me how you lent him $5 and he didn't give it back.
Corey told you that?
Yep, and he handed me $5.
He gave you his $5?
I guess his conscience finally got the better of him.
Hey, Minkus. Merry Christmas.
Really? Merry Christmas to you, too.
There.
Hey.
You know, I was cleaning my garage and found something you might like.
A net!
Belonged to my dad. It's real old, so it might not be genuine imitation nylon.
Whoa, if it's that old, it could be actual nylon.
It's yours.
Cool. Thanks.
Figured this way, you got the net and I got the ball.
What ball?
You gave that to me.
I think I remember you throwing this back in my face.
Oh, so every time you miss a pass, we're not going to be friends.
You want this ball? Well, then you're just going to have to take it from me, aren't you? Oh, nice try.
You can steal it from me?
Yeah. Hey, I did it.
Nah, I let you have it. It was charity. It's Christmas.
Not in the house.
You guys are playing with that so much, I'm afraid you're going to wear a hole in it.
Who cares? It's his ball.
Close the door, please.
You guys ready for supper?
Sean, I've got plenty. If you want to stay, I could call your mom.
Thanks, Mrs. Matthews, but we're stringing up the lights tonight, and I kind of want to be with my dad.
Okay. Well, before you go, I want you to take these Christmas cookies to your mom.
I helped make them.
Yeah, careful when you bite into them. One of Barbie's little plastic shoes is missing.
Merry Christmas, you guys.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Sean.
Merry Sean.
Hoop's here tomorrow?
Do I have a choice? You're the only guy on the block with a net.
Sean, are you going to be okay?
Hey, when I got friends, I can get through anything.
Oh, wow, somebody's at the back door.
Well, I wonder who that could be at the back door.
I have no clue.
I forgot my line. Oh, yeah. Maybe Morgan should go get the back door.
I'm not answering any more doors.
Well, I think you're going to want to answer this one.
Look, everybody, he's alive.
Well, aren't you going to let him in?
Hello, Morgan. I am Santa. And I've just returned from the North Pole, where I was just resting.
Santa, are you feeling better?
Oh, yes, my dear. As it turns out, Mrs. Claus merely undercooked my figgy pudding.
I'm going to get the camera.
Well, now, little Morgan, tell Santa what you want for Christmas.
Good grades for your big brother.
Ho, ho, ho.
Everybody, gather around for a picture. Santa in the middle.
Mommy, why does Santa look like Mr. Feeny?
Well, he taught you wrong. Goes like this. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh,